Rant-O-Rama. That is the name of today's little mini clip that I'm going to orate whilst I take a walk. It's nice here today. It's kind of on the cool tip, so not that many humans here. Perhaps you could hear that water dripping in the background, some type of waterfall of some sort. So yeah, Rant-O-Rama, that is the name of today's little mini clip. Typically don't go off on this vein too often, but given some of the things that have happened in the last couple of weeks, it seems like an appropriate topic, as well as some realizations I've come to about the, supposed, quote, movement or lack thereof a movement. So I'll start off by saying that there really isn't any movement. Maybe at one point there kind of was or appeared to be what was a movement, but it doesn't really seem like there really is a lot of cohesion, a lot of racial cohesion. And I understand why that is the case, because you have this spectrum, you know, this whole pro-white spectrum. You have people who, you know, watch the news and drink low-quality beer and eat Chick-fil-A, and then you have people who eat raw liver, do pranayama, and engage in tantric lovemaking. So how can you really all agree on the same thing, especially when some of the ones who do the first activities are pretty brain-poisoned when it comes to really the real issues out there? I see this time and time again on the anti-social media platforms. I guess it's all over Twitter or Twatter. I don't really spend too much time on there. Sometimes looking at horrifying house guests account, showing off who's all the trannies, you know, just for kind of like a guilty pleasure, if you will. And I see it all over Tomwoodgram, which I'm trying to ease back and spend less time on anyway, because there is so much just disinfo, a lot of people just looking to fight or curse people off, you know, low vibe style of stuff, you know. And I also heard something the other day that kind of made sense to me about how anti-social media, given the fact that it is a pretty young thing, is bad for the feminine mind. So something for us ladies to think about, and also for us guys, because if anyone's dealing with healing from illness or trauma or anything like that, anti-social media seems like it can really, well, deter any of that healing. So just something I'm thinking about whilst I'm walking here. It's kind of muddy too, actually. Very muddy, but I've got my shoes on for that type of weather condition. So yeah, we really don't have any cohesion and no movement because there is such a spectrum. And within that spectrum, maybe people all believe that they want their race to thrive and flourish. I would assume that most or many people in this, quote, movement or milieu or spectrum, whatever you want to call it, are desirous of that. But there's real no cohesion in regards to, I guess, ideologies or just dropping the ideologies, because so many of us believe things that aren't true, right? That really are just the work of the enemy, sadly. So yeah, I'm just thinking over and over again, thinking about, hell, there's no movement. And it's also kind of it's actually kind of a good thing, to be honest. It's a silver lining because it allows me and hopefully other people out there who are thinking on kind of more of a esoteric, panoramic, holistic, Vedic style of thinking, that we've exhausted this. We've taken it as far as we could, and now we're on to better things. We're on to really getting into the nitty-gritty of what it means to be a holistic human, as opposed to just attaching ourselves to memes and slogans and just a lot of the Zio nonsense out there that really isn't doing anyone any good. I mean, how much time can we spend absorbed in that fold before it just consumes us? It's like swirling around a commode, you know. It's pretty low level, pretty low vibe. Even if someone's doing all the other things that maybe aren't low vibe, you're still taking in that low vibe energy of the entities or the Skeksis, right? And they count on that. Believe me, they count on that. They definitely count on people swirling around the loo of antisocial media and even just taking in too many news stories. I mean, how many of those memes can you see before you've seen it all, right? And now it makes me think about a recent experience I had in the last couple of weeks. I'm not going to name any names whilst I go into this, but it left me thinking about a feeling that I've had any time a partnership or anything like that has kind of ended you know, with the white wellness and with the stuff I've done thus far in the last 3 years, and I always kind of have the same feeling. And this time I think it's firm. It's staying firm. It's never working with another person again. Will I have people on the show as guests? Certainly. I love the opportunity to connect with other people on the show as guests. That's a great thing, as is doing solo broadcasts. But working with someone else, just dealing with their energy, even if it's not matched up, or beliefs, it just doesn't work for me over time. And that really comes back to what I was saying earlier about the pro-white spectrum, right? I mean, we may think on paper that we believe in some of the same things, but sometimes it's not always about that. It's about, can you jive with someone? Is the person normal? Is the person healthy, and not just healthy physically, healthy in all the ways we want to be healthy, you know, emotionally and mentally and spiritually and sexually and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So back to this recent experience I had, I was working with someone who really never wanted to have their name be out there in regards to the work they were helping with, which I thought was kind of unusual. If I was helping someone, well, I'd want to get credit for it. I don't think that's narcissistic or anything like that. I think it's just, you know, it is what it is, right? So that was kind of a little iffy and off to me, but anyway, I proceeded. And in the beginning, it seemed like it was okay. And keep in mind that I never asked for the help, the help was offered, and I obliged. I really shouldn't have in retrospect, but nevertheless I did, and here I am giving this little piece right now. But it felt like the help became too much, and oftentimes when someone is overly helpful, or what appears to be overly helpful, it's really not based on them helping you, it's based on other things. And that's kind of the feeling and the thoughts and the emotions that I had as time went on. And then it kind of became a feeling of me kind of, I guess, thinking that my thing, which is white wellness, like I said, been doing this for 3 years. And even before I was doing this under this name, I've been doing stuff like this for a real long time. It's just me doing my stuff and putting it out there and sharing to other humans who have like-minded stuff and camaraderie. But I got to get this feeling that it wasn't the direction I really wanted to go in with my own kind of thing. And of course, I mix it up along the way, and I learn stuff and I unlearn stuff, and I share that information. But it just felt kind of like work, or that I was kind of being ordered around to do stuff and perform and do all these things and put all these things out. And I don't work like that. I do stuff on whim when I get that creative whimsy or essence, and then I do it. That's how it works. It's not something that I'm necessarily looking to do to make tons of cash. Otherwise, hell, I probably would have done that, you know, at some point thus far. If people want to donate, that's their own prerogative. If people want to get wellness counseling, that's their own prerogative. But this is not really something that's geared towards, you know, monetary style of things. So I just like doing stuff creatively, you know, on my whim, and kind of more of the feminine and yin style of way, as opposed to this yang style of, you know, deadlines and all of this stuff, which really doesn't work for either sex, men or women. It just doesn't. So with all this type of stuff, with this recent thing, it kept on going on, and eventually I was just like, you know what? Enough. This is not the direction that I want to be going in, and it's really taking away from some of the goals that I have in my own life. You know, my IRL, the thing that's really important to us is the IRL. You know, it's not all this stuff online. Can you have camaraderie with humans online? Certainly. But remember, it's really about real life. It's really about taking the information you hear on white wellness or any other place that you find it and applying that to real life. That's what it's about. It's not about becoming part of the metaverse, which of course is what they want. It's their plan. They want us all to exist in that milieu. They would like for all of our relationships to be exclusively monitored via the anti-social media platforms, email, etc. And not to say that any of these relationships are not worth it. I've met many equality humans through doing white wellness, and I've met some dregs as well, some bad apples, as I would say. But it doesn't turn me off. It just makes me reiterate that I'm never working with another person again. Like I said, guests, yes, but not collaborating and sharing my energy or my thing, which is white wellness, with other people. It's just that's not a good direction. Everyone's got to have their own little borders and boundaries. And with this recent experience, it seemed like that was really, really becoming quite eroded. So yeah, that's pretty much all for today. Having a good day so far. I hope you are too. I think I'm going to get some oysters after this this walk. I'm feeling the need for it. You know, when you get really into what you need, you just kind of feel it and you go with it. Just like when you do shows, you do them on whim, not on the schedule. So that's all for today from me, this little rant-o-rama, even though typically a rant is when someone is screaming and howling, and I wasn't going to do that. That's typically not my style. I rarely raise my voice like that, and I just did some kundalini before this, so I'm in kind of the chill zone. And again, we'll be connecting soon on the next, I don't know, clip, broadcast, whenever the whim comes.